A Mulligan for Bobby Job by Bob Cullen. Dedication for Rafe Sangolin, agent, muse, and friend. Chapter 1. We were leading the PGA Championship by 2 strokes when he started seeing all the wrong stuff. I read that sentence now, and I know it's a cliché. Caddies say, "we," until the player messes up. Then it's "he." I was a caddy. That's how I thought. The 15th hole on the west course at Oak Valley Country Club is a long, dogleg right par 4, 463 yards, with a fairway that slopes from right to left. Palmer took a triple there one of the years he blew the PGA. It's got an elevated tee, and the grass was wet because of an earlier thunderstorm. I damn near slipped and fell flat on my face as I humped Bobby's bag up the slope. He was 5 paces ahead, and he didn't notice. What he did notice, unfortunately, was a blonde in a peach-colored shirt and shorts who was standing just the other side of the ropes along the right side of the tee. She was the kind of woman you often see around golf tournaments and golfers. Everything matches. The clothes, the lipstick, the shades, the shoes, the toenail polish. They're not teeny boppers anymore. Maybe got a first marriage behind them. But they're fighting time in a gym, and they got the sleek little butt to prove it. This one did. Her name was Lane, or...